threat modeling is like a process that would be used by info security to assess what your weaknesses and your potential threats could be. And this is kind of what led me to the psychoanalytic model, because I made a drawing and a friend of mine was like, oh, this is really similar to like threat modeling. She's a librarian, and so it's something that she was kind of looking at. And as I started to look into that, we were kind of talking about how it's similar to like cognitive behavioral therapy. This process is like a series of questions which you're asking, like, what is important to me? Who might want that thing? In info security, the example they use is locking your door. So when you go through the process of thinking, oh, my laptop's here, I don't want to lose that, I'm going to lock the door. This is like a very simple threat modeling, but there's like a whole industry, more complicated, similar kind of thinking. Basically, in the same way I'm interested in like how these professional practices around like image making are just coming into different elements of people's everyday life, personal threat modeling has become like more of a trend of, you know, people not wanting to be doxxed or stuff like that. So I started creating a threat model that was more based on a psychological framework. So kind of collapsing this digital space and psychological space.